Log Talk Radio.
What in the world? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Huh. Well, the joys of technology. So many Blog Talk Radio channels, I scheduled it on the wrong one.
Oh, no.
And interestingly enough, it's scheduled. Well, welcome. It's good to have you with us today. Oh, this is a pretty rough start to read the word. Glad to have you. We'll put a timestamp in so you can skip all this, right? So, today we read the whole book of Ruth. Now, that's a wonderful name. That's my mother's name. And Ruth is quite a story. And when you think about the fact that this story happens right in the middle of the book of Judges, then you realize in the middle of all of the wickedness that we just saw, there was some beautiful things happening in the land of Israel. Because this is a beautiful story today. Let's start with our opening prayer that we pray every time we come together. Here we go. 148. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. So that I will be rooted and grounded in love and may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, and amen, and amen. Well, here we go to the book of Ruth, chapter 1. Ruth, chapter 1, 250. Now, it came to pass in those days when the judges ruled in the land, a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of the wife was Naomi. The name of the two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephraimites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died. So the woman survived her two sons and her husband. Verse 6, then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by bread. Therefore she went out from the place where she was and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on their way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of her husband. So she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, surely we will return with you to your people. But Naomi said, turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn back, my daughters. Go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons, would you wait for them until they were grown? Interesting story, isn't it? Would you restrain yourselves from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. Then they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. And verse 16 is a famous wedding verse for Christians. Ruth 1:16. Entreat me not to leave you, or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. Lord, do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. Wow. That's a powerful vow that you got to be careful when you make that kind of a vow. Verse 18, when she saw that when she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her. Now the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem. And it happened when they come to Bethlehem that all the city was excited because of them. And the woman said, is this Naomi? But she said to them, do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, who returned from the country of Moab. Now they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. 740. Now listen to this. Ruth is in the lineage of Jesus. And she's from Moab. And the Moabites were seen as the dogs. And yet, Ruth, by her faith, made it into the lineage of Jesus. Just like you and me, Gentiles, we literally get to be heirs of God and joiners with Jesus. Chapter 2, 8:15. There was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. So Ruth, the Moabitess, said to Naomi, please let me go in the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. She left and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless you too. That's a good way to talk to a rich man. Verse 5, Boaz said to his servant who was in charge of the reaper, whose young woman is this? The servant who was in charge of the reapers answered and said, it is the young Moabite woman who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab. And she said, please let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and has continued from morning until now, though she rested a little in the house. Then Boaz said to Ruth, you will listen, my daughter, will you not? Do not go to glean in another field, nor go from here, but stay close by my young women. Let your eyes be on the field where they reap, and go after them. Have I not commanded the young men not to touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young men have drawn. So she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me? I am a foreigner." Boaz answered and said to her, "It has been fully reported to me all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and your land of birth, and have come to a people whom you did not know before." Look at verse 12. "The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge." That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
She said, "Let me find favor in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me and spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I am not like one of your maidservants." Now Boaz said to her at mealtime, "Come here and eat of the bread and dip your piece of bread in the vinegar." So she sat beside the reapers, and he passed parched grain to her, and she ate and was satisfied and kept some back. When she rose up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. And let grain from the bundles fall purposely for her. Leave it that she may glean, and do not rebuke her." So she gleaned in the field until evening, and beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. Then she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, so she brought out and gave to her what she had kept back after she had been satisfied. Her mother-in-law said to her, "Where have you gleaned today, and where did you work? Blessed be the one who took notice of you." So she said, told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked, and said, "The man's name whom I work today is Boaz, with whom I work." Verse 20. Then Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "Blessed be he of the Lord, who has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead." You notice that "his kindness" is capitalized. Naomi said to her, "This man is a relation of ours, one of our close relatives." Ruth the Moabite said, "He also said to me, 'You shall stay close by my young men until they have finished all my harvest.'" And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young woman, and that the people do not meet you in any other field." So she stayed close by the young women of Boaz to glean until the end of the barley harvest and the wheat harvest, and she dwelt with her mother-in-law. It's a good story so far, isn't it? It gets gooder. 1305, chapter 3. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, shall I not seek security for you, that it may be well with you?" Now Boaz, whose young women you were with, is he not our relative? In fact, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor. Therefore, wash yourself and anoint yourself. Put on your best garment. Go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. Then it shall be when he lies down that you shall notice the place where he lies. Go in, uncover his feet, and lie down, and he will tell you what you should do. She said to her, "All that you say to me, I will do." She went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law had instructed her. And after Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was cheerful, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain, and she came softly, uncovered his feet, and lay down. Happened at midnight that the man was startled and turned himself, and there a woman was lying at his feet. And he said, "Who are you?" So she answered, "I am Ruth, your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing, for you are a close relative." He said, "Blessed are you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning, in that you did not go after young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you request, for all the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman. Now it is true that I am a close relative. However, there is a relative closer than I. Stay this night, and in the morning it shall be that if he will perform the duty of a close relative for you, good, let him do it. But if he does not want to perform the duty for you, then I will perform the duty for you. As the Lord lives, lie down until morning. So she lay at his feet until morning, and she arose before one could recognize another. Then he said, do not let it be known that the woman came to the threshing floor. And he said, bring the shawl that is on you and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 ephahs of barley and laid it on her. Then she went into the city. When she came to her mother-in-law, she said, is that you, my daughter? Then she told her all that the man had done for her. She said, this 6 ephahs of barley he gave me, for he said to me, do not go empty-handed to your mother-in-law. Then she said, sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will turn out, for the man will not rest until he has concluded the matter this day. Interesting story. The closest kin is taking care of this woman. Here we go. Chapter 4. Now Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there. And behold, the close relative of whom Boaz had spoken came by. Boaz said, come aside, friend. Sit down here. So he came aside and sat down. And the two of them sat down as they were sitting down. I love the Bible. Verse 20, he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, sit down. So they sat down, and they all sat down together. Then he said to the closest relative, Naomi, who has come back from the country of Moab, sold the piece of land which belonged to our brother Elimelech. And I thought to inform you, saying, buy it back in the presence of the inhabitants and the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me that I may know, for there is no one but you to redeem it. And I am next after you. And he said, I will redeem it. Then Boaz said, on the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you must also buy it from Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to perpetuate the name of the dead through his inheritance. And you remember that was in the book of Numbers or Exodus, whatever, Leviticus. And the close relative said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I ruin my own inheritance. You redeem my right of redemption for yourself, for I cannot redeem it. Now, this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging to conform anything. One man took off his sandal and gave it to the other. And this was a confirmation in Israel. What am I going to do? Walk around with one boot on? Therefore, the close relative said to Boaz, buy it for yourself. So he took off his sandal. Boaz said to the elders and all the people, you are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's. Moabitess, the widow of Mahlon, I have acquired as my wife to perpetuate the name of the dead through his inheritance, that the name of the dead may not be cut off among this brethren and from his position at the gate. You are witnesses this day. All the people who were at the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman who is coming to your house like Rachel and Leah, the two who built the house of Israel. And may you prosper in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. And they're definitely famous. They're in the lineage of Jesus. Verse 12, may your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, because of the offspring which the Lord will give you from this young woman. Verse 13, Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when he went into her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. The woman said to Naomi, blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a close relative, and may his name be famous in Israel. And may he be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age for your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has borne him. Then Naomi took the child, laid him on her bosom, and became a nurse to him. And also the neighbor woman gave him a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father, I think, that they were famous in the land. Now, this is the genealogy of Perez. Begot Hezron. Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Nashon. Nashon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz. Boaz begot Obed. Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David. Right out of the book of Ruth in the OT. That's one of them. Now, think about it. All of the wickedness, that's 21:21. All of the wickedness that we just read in the book of Judges, and that story happened right in the middle of that. And literally, it was supposed to be read in like Judges 7 or 8 as I've been studying it out. But I got looking at it saying, you know, I got to check this chronology out a little bit. And then I'm like, oh, that was yesterday, you know.
Yeah.
But watch this. This is Matthew chapter 1. Now watch. Find it here. And this is Matthew 1, chapter 2, I mean chapter 1, verse 2. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judah and his brother. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Nashon. Nashon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David the king. That's the lineage of Jesus. And of course, from David's lineage came Jesus. And as the scripture very specifically says, we're not there yet, but we'll be getting there now that we're going into 1 and 2 Samuel. And we're going to read Kings and the prophets and the poetry and the psalm. It's going to be an amazing study now. That forever, a relative of David will be on the throne. God made that commitment to David because David was a man who chased after God's heart. That's what you and I are doing here every day. The word of God becomes more and more majestic the farther we look. And you think about it. Ruth was a Moabitess. They didn't have no access to God's ways or God's people. But because she treated her mother-in-law with such respect and dignity, God Almighty said, well, Boaz, then take her in. And Boaz, because of his action as taking care of this lost woman, is a type of Jesus who takes care of everybody who comes to him.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful, powerful word. Now, here we go. Let's 24:15. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. And this doesn't give you a religion. It doesn't give you denomination or church building. This gives you a relationship with God your Father, who loves you with everything in him and wants you to be with him in your life. Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it, Lord.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of
and
God.
And you rose again on the third day for
and,
me.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
In every area.
In every area.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. 26:15. You might be saying right now, wow, what's going on inside of me? You're experiencing God Almighty filling your being. You just said, Jesus, come in. Jesus, the light of the world, just came in you. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just came into you. And when he came in, he brought his righteousness and dealt with your sin. There ain't a one of us that have any ability on the inside of us to deal with the sin in our lives, in our own strength. But when Jesus comes in and brings all of his righteousness, oh my, we can live eternally forever with him. Thank you, Lord, for that. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, what about being a child of God? Yeah, you were. God just said to Jesus, adopt them into the family. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You have the Holy Spirit inside as a resident teacher teaching you from the inside, and he lives in you right now. And he's going to help you every day. He made the whole world. Read Psalm chapter 19 and Romans chapter 1 and put them two together. Man, we saw it tonight in the program. It was a great, great program tonight about learning to hear the voice of the Father. Mm-hmm. We call you blessed. Got hundreds of videos to help you walk with God. And we will help you every day that you let us. Send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send me a postcard or a letter, P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. Thank you for being you and being one of our partners. Any way that we can help you walk with God, we will do that in Jesus' mighty name. Remember, on Sundays, we receive communion Sunday morning for Read the Word so that we're leading everybody in communion once a week. Those of you that's on Blog Talk Radio, this is not the channel that we would normally use. But welcome. We're glad to have you. Come and look us up on Read the Word channel, and it'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love
you.
We
love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is
Lord.
And Jesus is Lord.